Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Genesis 2, 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. My theme for reflection is finding rest in a restless world. Finding rest in a restless world. In a world that constantly demands our time and energy, many of us find ourselves echoing the universal refrain, "I am so busy." Whether it is work, family, or even leisure, life often feels like an endless cycle of obligations. But in Genesis 2, 1 to 3, God offers us a divine pattern that speaks directly to this overwhelming busyness. Rest. After completing the work of creation, God rested, blessed the seventh day, and made it holy. In this simple act, he established a rhythm of work and rest that is meant to bless and refresh his people. The seventh day is more than just a break in the work week. It is a day that God set apart as holy, a time for spiritual fruitfulness and renewal. In Genesis, we see God bless the seventh day just as he blessed the animals and humans earlier in creation. His blessing is not just about physical rest, but spiritual vitality. Resting, as God demonstrated, is about stepping back, finding satisfaction in his work, and being refreshed in his presence. In Exodus 20, God commands Israel to observe the Sabbath as a day of rest, modeling it after his own rest in creation. Yet the New Testament shows that the Sabbath was a shadow pointing to something far greater, Jesus himself. In Christ, we find the ultimate fulfillment of rest. As Paul writes in Colossians 2:16 to 17, the Sabbath is a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Jesus Christ invites us in Matthew 11:28, saying, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." True rest is not just a day off. It is found in a relationship with Christ, who has already done the work of salvation on our behalf. Well, I can imagine what is on your minds as you listen to me. But Amos, what exactly do you mean by the Sabbath? Is it Saturday or Sunday, you are asking? And this question has been a source of confusion for many people. Let me attempt to clarify it. The original Sabbath, as outlined in the biblical narrative, corresponds to Saturday, based on Genesis 2:2-3, where God rested on the seventh day after creation and sanctified it. This tradition is observed in Judaism from Friday evening to Saturday evening, and some Christian groups such as Seventh-day Adventists also adhere to this practice, asserting that Saturday remains the divinely mandated Sabbath. In contrast, the Islamic tradition recognizes Friday as a day of communal worship, Jumu'ah, though it is not regarded as a direct equivalent to the Sabbath. Despite the biblical precedent for a Saturday Sabbath, the majority of Christians now observe Sundays as their day of rest and worship, often referred to as the Lord's Day. This shift is primarily rooted in the belief that Jesus was resurrected on a Sunday, which marked the beginning of a new covenant and creation. Early Christians began gathering on Sundays to commemorate the resurrection, as indicated in Acts 27 and Revelation 1 verse 10. Over time, Sunday became the dominant day of worship, especially after the influence of Emperor Constantine in the 4th century, who formalized Sunday as a day of rest in the Roman Empire. Theologically, Sunday is seen by many Christians as a fulfillment of the Sabbath, not its replacement. The resurrection of Christ on Sunday represents a new creation, making Sunday a symbol of spiritual rest and renewal. This belief suggests that the observance of a strict seventh-day Sabbath belongs to the Old Covenant, fulfilled by Christ's life, death, and resurrection. Thus, Sunday represents a day of rest in the context of the New Covenant, where believers celebrate not only the act of creation, but also the resurrection, which holds central importance in the Christian faith. This transformation from a Saturday Sabbath to a Sunday observance is not merely a matter of convenience or historical development, but is deeply connected to Christian theology and the identity of Christ's followers as participants in the new creation through his resurrection. Hence, while Saturday may remain the original biblical Sabbath, for many Christians, Sunday holds profound significance as the day of rest and worship, rooted in the resurrection of Christ and the new covenant it inaugurated. I hope this analysis are helpful for those of us who had questions. But my dear friends, in today's fast-paced world, we often equate busyness with productivity and worth. But God's rhythm of rest reminds us that life is more than our work and achievements. Rest is not a luxury, it is a necessity. More than that, it is a gift, a reminder that we are human beings, not human doings. Incorporating rest into our lives, whether that's setting aside Sunday as a day of spiritual refreshment or simply pausing in the midst of a busy week, brings us back to God's design. It allows us to reset, refocus, and remember that our ultimate rest is found not in what we accomplish, but in who we are in Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are you finding rest in Christ, or are you striving to prove yourself through constant busyness? Number two, how can you incorporate a rhythm of rest into your weekly routine that brings both physical refreshment and spiritual renewal? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of rest and for the reminder that we are more than the sum of our work. Help us to find our rest in Christ, trusting not in our efforts but in your finished work. Teach us to embrace the rhythm of work and rest that you modeled in creation. May we set aside time to be refreshed by your word and presence, finding peace in knowing that we are deeply loved and fully accepted in you.